Hello friends, welcome to VSchool. We are on chapter 17, a very important chapter which will give lessons that even a salesperson has to change with the changes taking place across. Remember in the first chapter of evolution, we have seen how the marketing of financial services evolved, the changes in the human civilization, the changes in the technology, the changes in the industrial revolutions have forced the marketer to embrace newer things for surviving and enhancing and thriving in the business. Our modern marketing tools is going to talk about the same thing as to how the salesperson should embrace the change, and this change is in the form of technology. The main learning objectives of this chapter is to understand the importance of modern technology tools, especially useful for marketing, which can be used for making the marketing campaigns more meaningful and for creating a viral effect for reaching the masses as well as to save the cost. This modern marketing tools not only helps to get immediate response from the customer, immediate feedback from the customer to make changes in the products and services, but it is very, very customer friendly. Customers in turn has a big advantage to discuss amongst themselves to understand which is a product better suited for them. So they are not just relying on whether the salesperson is telling them is the ultimate or not. They can validate the information in their friends group, in the social media group, and then take an informed decision. So this modern marketing tools are useful from the salesperson and the organization point of view, as well as from the customer's point of view. The modern marketing tools makes best use of technology and cyberspace. Technology and cyberspace are totally different. To quickly connect with technology-savvy customers with innovative and creating marketing strategies and tactics. Financial service providers have learned the art of using digital marketing and social media marketing as an add-on to the marketing mix to create awareness, conversion, and after-sales service. These modern marketing tools have established themselves very well because they are in use since last two decades. Initially, when they were just introduced, some of the organizations were hesitant because they didn't know how to exploit this technology and it was very costly. However, nowadays, the technology is changing so fast and the prices are also coming very down. So it becomes very easy for even a startup, especially the startup, for making use of these modern tools in comparison to the established players in the market who can still afford the costly way of marketing, more specifically the traditional marketing. These modern marketing tools have successfully integrated the digital marketing interface with the established marketing best practices to add value to the marketing USP. So when we talk about these marketing tools, they are no different than whatever that was done in traditional marketing. However, they have spiced up the marketing. They have brought in more effects than the traditional marketing. And that's where it is becoming very useful for the modern marketers to adopt modern technology. Financial service providers need to adjust to the world of digital marketing with marketing automation because the more the work done by the machines, the more promptness the reach, and the reach becomes without any errors and mistake. Automatic marketing gives more freedom and time to implement strategies without any worry about the hassles of tedious marketing tasks. It helps the modern financial service providers to refocus their efforts on more profitable activities. Remember when we saw the alternate delivery channels that give good time for the branch level or the field level salesperson to give quality service, to have more face-to-face interaction. Likewise, these tools are becoming more useful for putting in specialized efforts in a profitable way and leaving the rest, all the monotonous and routine operations, towards the technology. Now let us understand what exactly is digital marketing. Digital marketing simply means doing marketing activities with the help of digital technology. Marketing, we have already seen in the previous chapters. Technology, what that is new, what that is modern, we are going to understand in this chapter. When we talk about technology, internet plays a major role for leveraging the technology. In digital marketing, marketers make use of digital channels such as Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, etc., etc. Every new day, there is a new channel that is coming up and getting popular with the masses. And this is the basic reason for using it to reach out maximum customers for doing marketing activities. Digital marketing was first introduced in 1990s, but became popular in the 2010s. With the increase and easy availability of the digital tools such as the laptops, mobiles, and the tablets. Initially, it was restricted only with few who had laptops. But however, as the mobile and the tablet handset became very popular and could be used by even a common man, the digital marketing has boosted in its growth and development. Customers get personal attention with personalized messages sent by the financial service provider. This is the biggest advantage. Even though there is no face-to-face, customer feels he has been approached face-to-face. That is the beauty of communication that happens through digital marketing through the digital messages. Financial service providers can address a customer by his name. Everyone feels better when addressed by name. Financial service provider can also cross-sell an additional product which is complementing his last purchase. Because we have seen the customer relationship management tools, they build up all the history of the customer, right from his first transactions to milestone transactions to different specialized luxury transactions. And based on this, the CRM software easily knows what the customer has, what the customer wants, and an automated message received by the customer brings a big alert, and he automatically gets tuned into buying that product from that financial service provider. Financial service providers get the immediate feedback on the well-crafted messages and can track the actions performed by the customer. So that is the biggest advantage. Even though you send traditional messages without technology, you are not aware about what the customer response is. However, with digital technology, financial service provider can easily monitor and track what is the feedback, whether the customer has replied, whether the customer has taken action or not. Easily it can be captured and monitored to follow up and put in the next efforts with the same customer. There are different types of digital marketing. Prominently two, the pull digital marketing and the push digital marketing. In pull digital marketing, the customers are pulled into the marketing system when they seek attention through the email sent to them, the text messages sent to them, or even their website visits. However, in case of push digital marketing, the marketer is more proactive in seeking the customer's attention. The marketer is involved in advertising his products and services on both the traditional and the digital channels, writing interesting and useful blogs on the website, running contests and email campaigns. This finally culminates into attracting the customer. A wise financial service provider has to use both the pull and the push strategy to meet the changing demands of a wide range of customers. Now, having understood the different types of digital marketing, let us understand whether there is a difference between digital and traditional marketing. There is a huge difference because traditional marketing system was developed to deal with the marketing mix. We have the 4 P's extended to 7 P's in case of services with the help of available marketing tools, such as the radio, the TV, the print, and the billboards, ads, etc. It hardly used technology or online platform. There wasn't any customized reach. There wasn't any guarantee who has read, who has not read. Whatever the response, based on that, the business could happen. However, digital marketing was invented with the usage of technology and online platforms. Both traditional and digital marketing have their own relevance and impact. Nothing is less or more. However, digital marketing stands out because of better reach. Digital marketing stands out because of immediate response. Digital marketing stands out because of reduction in cost. And ultimately, it definitely enhances the profits of the organization. Next important question comes into the mind, is internet marketing and digital marketing the same? Internet marketing and digital marketing, though appears to be same, they are not the same. Internet is a channel. Remember, this channel is used for digital marketing. Many people, they just confuse internet and digital marketing to be the same, but in reality, it is not. Like internet, digital marketing also makes use of other channels, such as the wireless text messaging, the mobile instant messaging, the mobile apps, the podcasts, the electronic billboards, television, digital televisions, radio channels, etc., etc. So internet is just a channel, whereas digital technology makes use of this channel. This has to be understood and the confusion to be cleared. So internet marketing and digital marketing are not the same. Now, having understood traditional marketing, digital marketing, internet marketing, let us enter into another common area into this modern marketing tool, that is social media marketing. What is social media marketing? Like digital marketing is a general way of approaching, social media makes use of social electronic online tools for transferring, for exchanging or sharing information, messages and experiences between the marketer and the like-minded people of mutual interest through social electronic online channels. And these channels are growing, and so are the usage by the customers. We don't find any reports which says that social media channel is not growing or there is no increase in the social media users. Both the channels as well as the users are increasing every month on month. The collective wisdom of the crowd decides about the acceptance and performance of any product or service, which in turn influences the building goals and objectives. And hence, the marketer needs to use expert skills to influence the crowd on social media. Now, the marketer is ready with a mass audience. However, dealing with the mass audience also requires a skill. He has to change over from the traditional skills to the modern skills to get the best leverage of this social media tools as well as social media marketing. Yet another important and popular word related with this modern marketing tools, that is mobile marketing. Mobile marketing, again, a sort of marketing with the use of mobile handsets. Mobile marketing is the most popular type of digital marketing because many people, right from the metro city to the rural people, have mobile handsets. A message sent from the central place can easily reach to them from wherever they are, whenever they want. Both men and women are active on their mobile phones across the globe, so you can have access to every citizen of the country. The younger generation more specifically make the maximum use of mobile devices. They generally prefer the mobile devices over the branch visits. In every walks of life, and are the biggest targets in mobile marketing. The younger generation are likely to grow further with enhanced wealth, and they can be guided for effective uses of financial planning. Mobile marketing can not only enable the marketer to connect with a larger customer base, but is also considered to be the cheapest among all the digital marketing platforms. We remember we had discussed this in the previous chapters, that as the technology announcement happens, the cost of transaction reduces, and hence mobile marketing is not only enabling the marketer to connect with a larger customer, but it has grown into a cheapest among all the digital marketing platforms. So having understood the different types of digital marketing, the different terms of digital marketing, a question arises, should we use them separately or we should have an holistic marketing? The answer is yes, we should have holistic marketing. An integration of traditional and digital marketing has a special significance because we are addressing to an audience who has a mix of both younger and the elder generation. When we talk about younger generation, yes, they like the modern approach. However, there are still people in the present times who like the traditional approach. And hence, integration of the traditional and digital has a special significance in reaching out to the customers from the depth and the breadth of the country. A financial service provider needs a one view of 360 degree, which can display all the interactions the customer had on any channels the customer had. This 360 degree view makes out lots of impressions of the customer, the trends and the preferences chosen by the customer, and this interactions helps the marketer to address their concerns, to design special products and services, and to ensure that the customer remains always satisfied and delighted. We also have some more importance of integrated marketing communications. Integrated marketing communication channel is a must to provide a real-time service to the customer. After considering his previous transactions and experience with the financial service provider, the digital marketing advantage has in capturing all the transactions and displaying in 360-degree view. And this is the reason that it's possible for the service providers to provide instant services, real-time services to the customer. Gone are the days when the customer has applied and the service is provided after some days or even some months. Now the customer, even without demanding, the financial service provider is able to interpret his needs, provide a real-time solution for him, and the customer becomes very happy. And hence, integrating the marketing channels and communication is a must in the modern times. Now, let us understand how marketers should apply and study the use and the information that is derived out of digital marketing. Marketers should always study and analyze the use of visuals and their infusion in the digital content to reach out to the people, because pictures are grasped better than words. Pictures help the customers to engage themselves into the information that is provided. Visual marketing enhances the consumer buying behavior by increasing the factors of recall, memory, and identity, enabling decision making. Visual marketing can create faster decision making, and this will definitely help the marketers. In addition to visual marketing, multimedia such as the live casting and podcasting, photos, videos, and file sharing can also spread word mouth of publicity, and it will have impact not only on the customer, but he can share this with his near and dear ones. Videos are always good to see rather than reading huge chunks of words. Thank you.